This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's your reaction, just given the big picture and the fact that we only have one of these series going the distance?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a reflection of we've had some teams that have been playing really, really well recently coming into the playoffs, and some teams playing really, really poorly coming into the playoffs. And we saw that play out. The Padres have been red hot. They have the best record in baseball since the All-Star break, and they went out and took care of a very tired Atlanta Braves team that obviously had to play that doubleheader Monday, was missing Chris Sale, was already out, you know, didn't have Spencer Strider or Ronald Acuna, Austin Riley from injuries earlier this year. So you have a great Padres team that has been red hot against the slumping Braves team. You know, we saw that play out. And then the Orioles have really, really struggled. They have not been a very good offensive team for most of the second half. We saw that play out. They really struggled to score runs. They're pretty listless offensively during their series, and the Royals took care of it. And then in terms of Detroit and Houston, the Tigers have the best record in the American League since the All-Star break, and they've been the best pitching staff in baseball since about the start of August. And again, we saw that play out. They shut down Houston's dangerous offense over those two games and took care of business. So a lot of it's just a function of really, really hot teams taking advantage of some cases from really cold teams.
The Mets and the Brewers are the lone wild card series that go the distance. What stands out about those two teams so far?
First and foremost is, you know, we've seen both of them come up with some big, big hits and big, big moments. It was the Mets in game one, you know, the tie game, and then Jose Iglesias got it started and they were able to kind of run away with it. And then today in Milwaukee, Jackson Chourio. I mean, these are two teams that, if you look at their talent levels, it is very, very similar. It's distributed different ways. You know, the Brewers certainly have a bit of a better pitching staff, whereas the Mets certainly have a better offensive group, but the sum of the parts is roughly even, and I think it's not a surprise to me that we're seeing this go to three games, the full three, and both teams, I think it's a toss-up who's going to win tomorrow. Again, they're very evenly matched in different ways with different strengths.
Are you a fan of the three-game format now in year three, Kyle?
I think there's certainly some extra excitement that comes from it. I personally would like to see baseball go back to the three division winners and the top two teams get the wild card and they just play, you know, one game. You have a lot of teams sneaking into the postseason at the back end that probably aren't postseason worthy teams. And then what happens is they get hot, they knock out some of the big dogs. And the World Series should be a showcase of baseball's best. And last few years, we've had a couple of six seeds in there, which I don't think is best long term for Major League Baseball and its entertainment value. So I would like to see them go back to just the three division winners, two wild cards in each league. They play, you know, one game and then we get it started. That also prevents, you know, division winners from being punished in a way with, you know, 6 days off. The hitters lose their timing and all of a sudden, you know, they find themselves down one or two games and their season's on the brink.
So you see it as a punishment and a detriment, not a benefit?
When you have teams that are not playing for five straight days, yeah. When you think about the Major League calendar, that's unlike any other break they have. They don't have that for the All-Star break. They finish on Sunday and they resume Friday. And everyone's in the same boat. We've seen it play out time and time again. The hitters lose their timing when you take five full days off and you ask them to ramp back up in a very sudden death kind of situation. I don't think that's a great way to go about it, and that's not the optimal way for these, you know, top teams.
We're really excited to spend a few minutes with Kyle Glazer, joining us from Southern California, MLB.com contributor and a former senior writer at Baseball America. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Kyle, let's talk about the AL Central, which is coming in hot, getting through this first round, the wild card series, without needing the extra game. Both the Tigers and the Royals, they've overcome a ton of adversity. How did they get here?
Great pitching, first and foremost. Both these teams have had great pitching, particularly in the second half. You know, you look at the Royals, they very sneakily have had one of the best starting rotations in baseball. Look at Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo. These guys aren't household names, but they're really, really, really good pitchers and have been for a little bit now. They've been able to ride that, and we saw that play out in their opening series. It's going to be an interesting matchup, them versus the Yankees. The Yankees obviously have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, but the rest of their offense has been very, very hot and cold. The Royals pitching versus, you know, whichever version of the Yankees lineup shows up is going to be very interesting to me. And the Tigers, they've had the best ERA in baseball of any team by nearly half a run since August 5th. Their ERA is 2.71 as a team running on 2 months now. So this is a really, really interesting pitching staff, and that they have an ace at the front, and then behind him, they've been having to mix and match and piecemeal together with some bullpen games. But AJ Hinch is a great manager who's been able to do it. They keep their opponents to 1-2-3 runs a game and get a few timely hits, and all of a sudden they win a lot of games, 2-1, 3-2, 4-3. That's been the formula. Going up against a Guardians team whose offense is not great, they have a chance to continue holding them down.
I'm glad you bring up AJ Hinch. I love that wrinkle. As great a run as the Astros had, seven straight appearances in the ALCS, it seems somewhat fitting that it comes to an end at the hands of an AJ Hinch team. What type of experience can he bring to the table with these young Tigers?
AJ Hinch is one of the best managers in baseball. He's one of the brightest minds in baseball, and someone that really has the universal respect of everyone in the game. He's been here and done this before. He took a young Astros team, even before that ALCS run. They made the postseason in 2015 when no one expected them to. They were a very young team at the time that kind of came out of their rebuild early, and AJ Hinch was the one who steered them there and then was able to help get them get to the next level. Obviously, there was some illicit help along the way, which was later found out, but in terms of getting the most from young players, putting them in position to succeed and grow and develop, AJ Hinch has a long track record of that, and it's not a surprise to see him do the same thing with these Tigers.
Kyle, we have an intra-divisional matchup in the NLDS between the Padres and the Dodgers, a series that you'll be in attendance for starting in Los Angeles. I love the fact that the Padres won't be intimidated by the big bad Dodgers like many other teams would be. How do you think they stack up against one another?
I really do think the Padres are the team that is best positioned to reach the World Series out of everyone in the field except the Phillies. Even though the Dodgers are the division winner, you look at the way the Padres are structured. You know, they have a deep starting rotation. Joe Musgrove leaving early tonight, you know, was definitely a hiccup. We have to see how serious his elbow tightness is. But even with that, you have Dylan Cease, Yu Darvish, Michael King, and Martin Perez was a great post-trade deadline for them. That's a huge advantage. The Dodgers are really struggling right now in terms of their rotation. You know, Flaherty and Yamamoto are talented. We have to see what Yamamoto can give them lengthwise. He hasn't been able to really stretch out much since he came off the injured list. And then Walker Buehler is a wild card in Game 3. Been very inconsistent since coming off the IL. Stuff is way down. So the Padres have the huge edge in terms of starting rotation, and they have the better bullpen. The offense, as much as the Dodgers are explosive, the Padres are a little bit deeper at the back end of it, you know, the 5-9 hitters. So I actually do expect the Padres to win this series. I think they're just the team that's better structured right now for the postseason.
Kyle Glazer is with us from Southern California, MLB.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The big change for the Dodgers, of course, this season is Shohei Ohtani. Our first chance to see him on this postseason stage. And that was what his camp told us about why he made the jump to the Dodgers, is because he wanted to play in October. How big is this for baseball, Kyle?
It's great. You have the singularly most talented player to ever play the game now on the October stage. And that's something that's been missing since he came over from Japan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Japan. The closest thing we saw was him in the World Baseball Classic last year, and he absolutely rose to the occasion offensively on the mound, you know, winning games as a starter, coming on, clinching the save in the gold medal game, striking out Mike Trout to end it, all while hitting over 400 with a couple bombs. So this is someone who loves the big moments. He's been chomping at the bit. I interviewed him a lot when he was in Anaheim, and he always said his thing was he wanted to win. Why the Dodgers made the most sense, and now he's got that opportunity, and I do expect him to make the most of it.
Really excited about that. While we're on the Ohtani tack, who are your MVPs this year?
Oh, easy. Ohtani and Judge. I mean, there's, you know, look, Francisco Lindor had a great year, Bobby Witt Jr. had a great year, but Shohei Ohtani yet again did something we have never seen before, the 50-50 season. Every year now he doesn't just have great seasons, he has unprecedented seasons. And Aaron Judge, again, was just absolutely unbelievable this year for the Yankees. To me, that the two of them should be unanimous.
You mentioned feeling like the Padres are the team to beat outside of the Phillies. What makes them even more dangerous?
You look at the Padres and the Phillies both, you have four healthy, effective playoff caliber starters, though now with Musgrove's injury, we have to see if that's still true for the Padres. You have a deep lineup, 1-9 of guys who can hurt you. And you have some bullpen weapons. The Phillies, to me, their lineup, as good as the Padres lineup is, the Phillies is just that much a little bit better. And now, especially with the Musgrove injury, I would give the Phillies rotation the edge as well. And look, the Phillies have accomplished more. They were in the World Series 2 years ago. They were in the NLCS last year and were one game away from getting back to the World Series. So I do think the Phillies are the team to beat in this postseason field. But I don't think the gap between them and the Padres is huge. It's a very slight margin.
We have not seen the Yankees in the World Series since 2009. As much as people point to them as kind of the gold standard in baseball, it's been a fairly long drought. And offense has been a huge issue for them the last couple years in the postseason. What about this squad tells you it's any different, Kyle?
Well, I'll say this. They're a little more balanced. You know, in previous years, it was just a bunch of right-handed hitters trying to launch all the time. And that's fairly easy to game plan against and beat. This year, they made an intentional decision to try and get more left-handed. They brought in Juan Soto. They brought in Alex Verdugo. They brought in Trent Grisham. We've seen some better approaches at times from some guys. You know, Austin Wells, another left-handed hitter who's come up and done well. So it's a more balanced lineup, which is definitely a benefit. At the same time, you know, we've seen so many of these guys run so hot and cold. You feel good about Judge and Soto to a degree, Wells, but they're going to need Anthony Volpe to step up and be at his best. They're going to need Alex Verdugo to kind of find it again. I mean, they need everyone 1-9. It can't just be two guys and everyone else being a drag on the lineup like it has been at times this year.
What do we need to know about a team that is kind of flying under the radar, those Guardians?
They have the best bullpen in baseball. This is a lights-out bullpen, you know, led by Emmanuel Clase, who is one of the more amazing closers we've seen. Let me put it this way. If he was playing in New York, people would be hailing him as Mariano Rivera 2.0.
Wow.
He is truly exceptional, and I don't think people give him the recognition he deserves in terms of just how exceptional he is. You know, the Guardians are tricky. They play good baseball, but we've seen in previous years they've had this dominant rotation. They don't really have that this year. They've had to piecemeal a little bit. It's more about a good enough rotation, a great bullpen that if they have a lead after five innings, the game's pretty much over. The X factor for them, I think, is Josh Naylor. You know Jose Ramirez is going to hit. You know, in the first half, Josh Naylor was raking, looked like a stud, really tailed off in the second half. The Guardians need that additional offense outside of Jose Ramirez, and I think Josh Naylor, if he provides it, it's going to be a big, big boost to them.
I was really blown away when I was reading about the first Padres-Braves game that it was done in 2 hours and 9 minutes. I kind of feel like I don't get my money's worth if I buy a ticket to a stadium and I only get 2 hours and 9 minutes. However, we know this is what baseball has been angling toward. This is the hill that Rob Manfred is prepared to die on, changing the pace of play in baseball. And then we find out, Kyle, that the average age of people going to stadiums and buying tickets has actually dropped. Years in the last 5 years from 51 to 46. What does that say to you?
It says baseball's on the right track. I mean, look, I'm a big proponent of the game that's purest forms, but, you know, it's funny. People talk about let the game, you know, play, be played as it's always played. Baseball typically was a game that was played in 2.5 hours to 2 hours, 40 minutes for the longest time. This, you know, surge up past 3 hours was really, really kind of a new development. When you just look at people's, viewing habits and the fact that baseball at its core is an entertainment product, in order to ensure the long-term health of the game, they need to do this. I wrote about the pitch clock extensively when they rolled it out in the California League, minor leagues back in 2021. And as soon as I was seeing it play, I was like, this is actually really good. I was concerned or skeptical at first, but seeing a play out, like, this really works. And then they expand it to the minors and it really worked. And now it's really working in the majors. And you mentioned not getting your money's worth 2 hours, 9 minutes. I would argue you saw a game with 15 strikeouts and no walks from one side. And, a monster home run for Fernando Tatis Jr. I would say you definitely got your money's worth, even if it was just 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Before I let you go, there's one big problem in Major League Baseball, and that's the Chicago White Sox. If you're contacted for some type of wisdom and advice, where do you start?
How many hours you got on the show? No, look, they need to fundamentally change everything about the way they scout players and, most importantly, develop players. They've just had way too many misses in the draft, and then in terms of players that they've acquired or drafted who we know are talented, they have failed to get the most from them developmentally. They really need to go back to basics of ensuring players are fundamentally sound, making sure that they're going to play good, clean baseball. I mean, we saw the White Sox just play terrible baseball for most of the year, and really put them in positions to get the most from their talent. So it starts with homegrown players, drafting and developing better players, and then making sure the processes are in place to get the most from them. And to be honest, in order to do that, I think they need to bring in some fresh perspectives. They're a very insular organization. They've brought in some outsiders, but the leadership is still a lot of the same names and faces that have been in the organization for a while. And I don't know if that's going to lead them to the success they would like to try and get back to.
How long should this process take?
Generally speaking, when a team bottoms out in a rebuild, it's going to take 4 years from that date. That said, we've seen some teams turn around. The Royals lost 106 games a year ago, and now they're in the postseason. I will say the Royals had a much better track record of scouting and player development than the White Sox do, so that's why they were in position to do that. I have a hard time seeing it, this team being competitive for at least the next 3 years, and that's probably on the low end. It's probably going to be longer than that.
Something to look forward to in Chicago. Kyle Glazer will be at Padres, Dodgers, and they've got a great history in the postseason, even the last few years. Make sure you follow him at Kyle A. Glazer, Glaser, MLB.com contributor, former senior writer at Baseball America. I hope you enjoy the series. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Amy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.